Hello, how are you guys? So I want to make a praise report video and fill you guys in on the soul winning that's been happening in North Jersey. And at my church, Liberty Baptist Church, I go to Liberty Baptist Church in Union, which is a church plant that's been around for a little less than a year and a half now. And I started attending that church shortly after it was established. Pastor Bobbitt basically was sent out of People's Baptist Church in Clifton, where I used to go to church. So shortly after he was sent out from that church, I followed along and started attending Liberty Baptist Church. And God has been blessing the soul winning and blessing the church and answering prayers to send laborers into the harvest. And I am really excited about the prayers that God has been answering. I want to share them with you guys. And some people might think, like, you're always talking about your soul winning, you know, isn't that kind of like hypocrisy? Aren't you worried about losing rewards and stuff when you're talking about your soul winning? Well, I don't talk about all my soul winning, but the thing about soul winning is it's something that's done in public. It's something that's not done in secret. The Bible emphasizes preaching from the housetops, and preaching the gospel is something that's supposed to be very public. So for that reason, I don't feel like it's wrong to, you know, post about your soul winning on social media and talk about your soul winning if it's for the right reasons, if it's to encourage other people, just to praise God, and you know, so on and so forth. So I've been praying a lot recently for our church, for God to send laborers into the harvest, you know, give us more soul winners, bless our soul winning. And he's been doing that. It's so great how God works. A buddy of mine, Frank, who I met a couple years ago at the Mega Soul Winning Marathon, he's been driving a far distance weekly to come soul winning with us. So he's one answer to prayer, been very consistent, and a great blessing just being there soul winning with us. It's so funny because there's multiple people who I have been thinking about who then God, and I've been wondering, like, man, where is this guy? I'd like to see him. You know, my friend who is a soul winner and saved, and we used to go to church together. Now I wonder where he is. Well, one of those people is my buddy, Sean. And so I'm praying for laborers. I'm also, you know, at the same time, in that same time period, wondering to myself, where's Sean? He's a soul winner. I've been soul winning with him. I went to church with him. Well, Sean is showing up now. We got to go. He showed up to church last week. It was such an encouragement, and showed up for soul winning today. So it's like God is bringing the established soul winners to our church and answering the prayer. It's no wonder that Jesus says to pray for laborers, pray that God would send laborers into the harvest. You know, the laborers are few, but the fields are white unto harvest. And, when you pray those prayers by faith that God says to pray, he answers them. No wonder, right? Why he says to pray for those things. I've been praying for, you know, God to build the church with different kinds of people and bless our soul winning. And he really has. I think Union, New Jersey really was a great place to establish a Bible believing church, because years ago I had a lot of friends that used to go, cause they who live in that area, they didn't go to church in that area, but they did a lot of soul winning in that area. And it was very receptive. Well, they almost went their separate ways, but it was always very receptive. So I'm thankful that God actually established a church there thereafter to enter in after my friend's labors of going soul winning there for multiple years, every week, basically in Hillside, Elizabeth, Union, etc. And now we have a church there and we're sending people out. What I've noticed is there's a lot of saved people around there in North Jersey, in Union. I love soul winning in North Jersey. And I'm just thankful that God put me here and the work that he's doing here. 8 people were saved this month in September. It's our soul winning emphasis month. So it's like a September for souls. So I'm doing extra soul winning this month. Why? Well, it's actually because my church has zealed me up and they send me out. It's like the last video I recorded. I was talking about, you know, how the Bible teaches, how shall they preach unless they be sent? You know, how important the local church is to soul winning. And it's so important to soul winning, because that's the reason I'm doing extra soul winning this month and really zealed up right now. And just, I want to keep walking in the light of my own fire, so to speak, because I'm excited about soul winning. That's because the local church is the pillar and ground of the truth that we can all get established and then go out with our marching orders. And it's so great, because like I was telling you about my friend Sean, who showed up, who's a soul winner. So what, I pray for soul winners. God, please send some soul winners into the harvest, into this church. What happens a few weeks later? Multiple soul winners. My friend John, who's a soul winner, comes out to help us soul winning when he can. Now my friend Sean, he's telling me about this guy that he goes soul winning with, whose name is, I won't give his name, but basically we'll call him Jim. So Sean is telling me, like, yeah, I go soul winning with this guy, Jim, every week, and he's really zealous. You know, he's an airline pilot, and he's really zealous. He goes soul winning like almost every day. He's real zealed up. And I immediately just knew. I'm like, wait, is this Jim, the airline pilot? I know exactly who you're talking about. And it's so funny, because I met this particular guy, Jim. I met him like 5 years ago at First Baptist Church of Caldwell, the First Baptist Church I attended. I met him on a Wednesday night at a Bible study. He told me his testimony. He basically got saved hearing Pastor Anderson and stuff. And I never saw him again after that. But we had a great conversation. And I've always wondered, where's Jim? You know, how's Jim doing? And I prayed to God a week or two ago. I prayed to God, hey God, where's Jim? I'd like to cross paths with him again. And then I meet Sean, and Sean is telling me that he goes soul winning with Jim all the time, that he's going to invite Jim to our church to go soul winning, and that he would help our soul winning, and that he would probably be really happy to come. I'm like, praise God, how God answers prayers. Another reason I want to put this on YouTube is to just encourage people. Like, if you want to see God work, it's through soul winning, 100%. Because you can sink your teeth into Bible promises, 100% every time. Every single thing you read in the Bible, if it says that it's this way, if you do this, God will do this. Life is this way. You know, if you don't do this, then this will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. It's 100% every time. You could take it to the bank. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then what did he say after that? Shortly, he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Soul winning is an endeavor that God is guaranteed to be in. If your heart is right and you want to go soul winning for the right reasons, he promises. He says, look, I'm with you always. That's good enough for me. I mean, you shouldn't have a care in the world. God says to pray for laborers. God is in the business of soul winning. So if I'm going to pray for laborers, he answers that. Praise God. He's going to answer it because he said to pray for it. And we need laborers down here in North Jersey, because the field is white unto harvest. And there's a lot of saved people that we knock on the doors of around Union that just need to get in church. So if you want to pray for my church, Liberty Baptist Church, and you want to pray for the area of Union, New Jersey, and the surrounding areas, Union County, Elizabeth, New Jersey, Newark, Irvington, in that area. Pray that the saved people would get right with God. You know, we could see a God do a great thing. That's why I believe there's a church planted there in Union now. And something cool is about to happen. Something's about to happen. So if we could just keep praying and just keep going and doing the work, you know, if we will just pray the prayers of faith and then just take the steps, God is just working all the time. And it's a win-win-win-win, no-lose situation. Soul winning, it's a no-lose situation. You're always winning if you're a soul winner. And if you're going out and preaching the gospel, please pray for our church and pray for laborers at our church. Pray that God builds the church. And just pray that in the end times, you know, who would have thunk? Maybe North Jersey can be a beacon of light of the gospel, and thousands of people can get saved, and we can shine more and more unto the perfect day. All right, guys, God bless you. Have a great day.